Because that's what it is walking in to a situation.
So, Tina, what did I miss on the walk, at the very beginning of the walk-in conversation?
Was it when MJ was sharing?
Oh, probably.
I don't know. You literally just brought up the topic.
MJ had talked about his accident when he was 18 and that he knows he's a walking. And so I was asking him.
Read about him and you'll understand.
I just want a little more detail so that what he said was that he, when he woke up, the Mitchell that he had memory of up until 18 was not there.
That isn't what he said.
That's what I heard.
Okay, that's fine.
That's fine. I'm not going to argue. I'm answering a question.
Yes, ma'am.
So what he said was that the Mitchell that was not there.
How do you know?
And
mom
it took
and dad?
Him.
Fuck you,
it took him a while to acclimate to.
Sorry.
Who was in his body, and the environment that he found himself in the body that was Mitchell and.
Drive Highway 1 too. You'll love it.
Tina, he's out of control today.
Not at all. Why?
You are. Yes, you are. Mumbling under your breath nonstop.
Highway 1 all the way up. You'll find the path.
Stick with
Ninth
the topic
Street
at hand.
Take a look.
God, it really was a good thing.
I'm dealing with a goddamn walk-in situation here in Venice Beach. I'm not getting on Route 1 and going
that's
to Sasquatch country. Thank you very much.
Go to Tuesday Lobsang Rampa.
He doesn't even hear.
He will give you an accurate transition so you'll understand how all that stuff happens.
He doesn't hear.
He doesn't hear anything. He just, you know, is so busy getting ready to talk that he doesn't even hear what's being said before
he
ought to be responding to anything.
You're absolutely right, my dear.
You know, somebody may be saying something that might be the thing that you would enjoy hearing.
You're absolutely right.
But, oh, no, because you know everything, I guess. I don't know.
Absolutely right. I love you dearly, Tina. You too, Pam.
We love
you. I heard that laugh,
Tina.
Brian. Oh, yes, I did.
So, Brian, great questions on cash flow, time and illusion. How about that?
There's no time warp, Pammy.
What are you talking about, Sasquatch?
When we talk, there's an echo following what's being said, and it's that time warp that we had on Tailgate.
Yeah.
Where nobody could, if you wanted to say, and it was a long time warp.
That's why I suggested
when you wanted
you
to
hang
say
out,
something,
what,
you had to say it
that's
word by word.
And it would fix that. That's what I suggested now, isn't it?
Yeah, but whatever.
And you didn't do it, did you? Failure to follow instruction.
You?
So fuck you. I didn't need to. I'm not vibrating. Not like that.
Be nice, Scott.
I am being nice.
Well, then
this is a brown liquor, actually golden liquor and white liquor evening. Isn't that true? That's what was put out. So don't give me your bullshit.
Ooh. Yeah, pour another shot of tequila.
I like tequila. Why, you got issue with that?
Hey, Adam.
Not at all.
Okay.
Suit yourself.
Then be nice, please. Give other people a chance to talk is all. We have lots of people.
A little Tabasco
here.
Sauce to go with that.
Hey, somebody's talking cool.
Yeah, you need some Tabasco sauce to go with that tequila.
I'm sorry,
pleasure
to
meet you.
Who's that?
Legend.
You need some Tabasco sauce to go with that tequila.
Yeah, that
I've never tried that.
I will try.
Yeah, it's called a prairie fire.
Legend, is that you?
Just one
fire.
Or two drops.
Do you add salt or anything with it, or just Tabasco sauce?
Yeah, it's to your preference, but basically just one or two drops, and that's all it takes. It gives you something else to think about.
No, we'll try right now. We'll do it in action while we're right here.
Hey, gang, it's Lofty here.
Oh, my gosh, Steve! No, long time, dude. How are you?
Your real name is here.
Steve, isn't it? No, it's...
You know, the echo stopped.
Hey, who's Lofty? I don't know Lofty.
Lofty is our dupes of non-physical webmaster. Am I right?
Yeah, I donate the space.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hey, well, I've got you. Is there any way...
Possible.
Lofty, is there any way you can go in on that forum and correct daylight savings time thing of it all?
How many days did it take you to get there?
You have to do that in your user control panel, you know?
I can.
If you can set it, you have to customize it.
Okay. All right. I can figure that out. I'm getting a little more versed in computer things. Perfect. I'll do that.
Hey,
so what's been going on with you?
It should be, I think, top right when you log in.
Okay.
Well, I've been living in Muskoka.
Where the hell is that?
And
what part of Muskoka?
I've been trying to take care of the financial body.
What part of Muskoka?
Good.
What part of Muskoka?
And you're doing well in that arena?
What part of Muskoka?
Yeah, I'm... I live in Milford Bay.
You
which is
live in Milford
right
Bay?
Right between Port Carling and Bracebridge.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes. Who's that?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
I had a cottage in Butler Bay, which is 5 minutes outside of Port Carling. And I know the Sawyer family in Milford Bay. I used to date Jason.
Well. No, this isn't gossip.
You know,
it only
Jason,
comes around once, right?
Sawyer?
Not bad.
Go ahead.
What was the last name?
He's part of the Sawyer family. His last name is Wallace. His brother named Mark. I'm best friends with the Crookshanks. And I live in Seattle now, but I grew up in Muskoka. It has such a small world.
Too late. You're done. He's got you.
Oh, yeah. Well, Muskoka is one of those places. It's a weird nexus.
I know, right? It's a vortex in itself.
Bob believes basically the American aristocrats used to come up here and use the portals, but who knows?
Well, I'm from Toronto, but I did a lot of living in Muskoka, and now I live in Seattle, but that's heaven on earth. So you live in heaven, by the way.
How's that, Lofty?
Yep.
Say, I've
Bob
really
Marshall
enjoyed
it
your
Muskoka,
conversation.
Maui.
I've been enjoying your conversations, Lofty, with Bob and Chad.
So next time you're in the forum, can you fix the stickies?
No, Scott. I think Scott and James Pusty has been.
Oh, Scott Norris. Yeah, I apologize. I've gotten the two of you mixed in that statement. Never mind. But
whoa, 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 whoa
Bob Marshall, are you around?
He may be listening, as far as I know. I don't know.
Damn. I want to talk to Bob Marshall. That guy's got a crazy story. Anybody heard the story of his father?
You're fucked up, aren't you, MJ?
No.
No.
Please
no,
share.
I'm not.
Come on.
What do you mean? Okay, yeah, I had like two Yang Jings. Woo!
What's that, like Long Island iced tea?
No, it's
malt liquor.
Hot, Yeah, it's hops mined out of Australia and Canada.
You
got
to have Long Island
and
to
then,
get to you better.
No, it's too much
stick
too much
to what you know,
sugar.
Scott, not what you think you know about other people, please.
It's Long Islands are disgusting.
Yeah.
But I love them. I drank them for years. Unless there are Manhattan iced teas, which are just are deadly as well.
San Diego iced teas are even better.
So, MJ.
Yes.
Lofty was asking about the story you can share about Bob.
What story about Bob? Which one?
I don't know.
Okay, who's
Thank
that? Lofty? Lofty?
Lofty, yeah.
Oh, hey, Lofty. I'm Mitch.
You can call
today.
Me Steve, Lofty, whatever.
Okay, Steve. No, I'll work with
You're
Steve.
Mitch? Okay.
Yeah, I'm Mitch. I'm Mitch, formerly known as MJ.
Thank
okay.
you for giving that up. Finally. I've respected that from day one. Thank you.
I have no. It makes no difference
to
me because can I tell you something? A very long time ago, I took on an alias, and all my very very closest friends actually call me that alias, and it is neither of the names that no name that you guys have ever heard. So even if anyone I know were to actually listen to this, they still wouldn't know who you were talking about. Who
what
was talking.
Bitch? Of course I do.
No. You don't understand what I just said.
Yes, I do.
But
I use that
word.
Rumpelstiltskin.
What I'm saying is my real name is an alias, okay? My real name is actually an alias.
Yeah. You're a fucking liar.
Yes.
Hey, Santa, how are
you? You don't
liar.
Believe me?
I've
known you a long time. I've known you a long time. I would not
I'm not,
make that statement
I'm not saying
it was truth.
I'm not saying that those people don't know what my real name is. I'm just saying it just wouldn't register with them. And plus, they're not listening anyways. But what I'm saying is that if for some reason someone in the area were to hear the name Mitch, they would not associate it with me.
I wouldn't either. Why?
But they wouldn't. But they wouldn't associate it with MJ either.
Well, that's fine. You have lots of
not lots. I just have a name that I'm very well known by. That's neat. That's none of those things. So, anyways, Lofty, Lofty or Steve.
Stupid? Do you think
what?
You're talking to stupid?
Yeah.
No, God, no.
We have another conversation, you guys.
Scott, we talk
another
all the,
conversation
Scott,
going on with us. Are you guys picking that up?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Anyway, Steve.
Listen to Sasha, please. And
yes.
Sheila. And the rest, okay?
I love
this.
This
is true. What do you call it when you're skipping time? You know how it was bouncing earlier? What we're hearing.
Is that what?
What we're hearing is correct.
As that bounce
of dimension.
I hear Bob.
Shh. Oh, Bob.
What is that?
I didn't say that. No.
What is all that in the background? Does anyone hear that?
I'd be doggone.
Yeah.
It's another conversation going on.
I'd be doggone.
That's bleeding in.
Would you allow it to bleed in?
Married 24 years.
Or leak in? Is that the more
what?
Okay, then everybody be quiet.
Oh my God!
Yes, I hope you're drinking liquor.
No, 86.
Sheila, yes.
Yeah, 24 years.
Actually, that's not.
Shut up, Scott.
86 we got married.
Yeah, uh-huh. Oh, you're listening. Good, Tina.
Hey,
so I have a question for the guy that moderates the forum. Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi. All right, well, we can just talk over the drunkenness. I've always been curious. Are you able to take all, like, the 5 pages of stickies and put them in one folder?
Of course he is.
I leave all that up to Bob. If you have a specific request, I can walk him through. He's basically the moderator.
Five pages of pages of sticky.
Whoa,
this is insane. That background noise is insane.
That's Bob's way.
Wait, I have a question.
Shut the fuck up. Let them talk.
No, you... Oh, okay. I thought they
Thank
were...
You.
I thought.
Let them
I thought
talk.
They were
so technically, Bob's the moderator, so I'm going to listen in to the background conversation. Sorry, I can't help.
Oh, my God.
Lofty, one other quick question. You're the moderator for what, Five Body or for the Dukes
all.
Of Non-Physical or whatever?
All.
Okay.
Dukes.
Just
be quiet
Dukes.
And listen, okay? Please?
Just Dukes?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Mansoor.
Yeah. It's
okay.
Sleeper or Matt
oh,
up in Ontario. He's the moderator for Five Bodies.
Got you. Okay.
You're,
it's Matt.
You're
Thanks.
Not kept tight and close and to the heart. Sasha.
Oh.
We're almost 2.5 hours. Not quite. 2 hours, 52 minutes. So ask whatever questions pertinent, and then we go to regular tailgate. That's what Ion just told me. So that's what it is. And yes,
oh, really?
He'll
be gave
there.
You a call and told you?
Huh? No, he just told me.
Oh, okay.
I'm very good at ESP. I do.
Yeah, live. Just like when you thought Brian was dead.
Tammy, you know, I want to spank your ass to
Everyone
where my
know.
Finger
yeah,
goes right
do.
Up in a place that excites you. I'm serious.
Now
you're
I know
right.
You are.
He set me up for that. And yes, I did believe everything that I heard. And he
so
did that as a test. And it was a good test.
Okay, Fog, I have to get another beer.
Hey,
these Yang
well, I just
want to
say
Tammy,
a quick statement.
Go, just pass on and go to MJ. How about that? So,
go ahead, Lofty.
Don't give me your shit.
Well, I just want to thank all you guys for asking the questions that I haven't had a chance to ask, but as it always works out, you guys are always asking the right questions, so.
Seriously? Like, we do ask the right questions, or?
Well, yeah, I mean, sometimes there's lingering ones, but more or less, I mean, it's funny how it works out. I was just thinking about Santa Claus the other day, and it wasn't necessarily you guys asking, but the way it works out, it always gets answered, so. I guess that's a good sign.
Oh, all questions are answered. Doesn't mean that they've been answered already. Doesn't. That's why what I've always said. They always laugh at me, Steve. But it's just like realistically, all questions. Once you've been activated, once Ion's kind of like told you what he's already told you. Once you've learned that Ionian logic, it's. Everything will be answered in its own time. If you do desire it, it will get answered in its own way. It's the strangest little thing. Like even the slightest contrast is usually an
hey,
answer.
MJ, I got
the
a question
answer.
For you.
Okay, what is it?
What's the blood moon, and when was the last time it occurred?
Well, 495 years ago.
You're a liar.
Okay, then tell me when it was.
Then why would you be asking if you know the answer to your own question, Scott?
Because I wanted him to look inside of himself further.
It's 495
years
ago.
Was that your job?
And it'll happen again at
2,000 years ago.
No, it's not 26,000 years ago. It is not.
Okay, so
and the next
argue with Ion. Don't argue with me. Argue with him.
He said it was 26,000 years ago. Yeah, it was.
Argue
it was
with
yesterday.
Him. I'm not going to argue with you. I like you.
He said it was
my 20, friend.
He said it's 26,000 years. Okay, well, then you
no,
know what?
I
he understands.
I did say that, but I was reaffirming what I was told by someone else.
But it does not happen in another 495 years. It's not a constant variable.
Tell me about it.
I don't concern myself with those details.
Do you even know what the blood moon is and what it represents?
Right. All I know is it's a shadow of the earth over the moon.
No, you tell me. You're so fucking smart.
No.
You tell me.
Oh, my God.
This is a liquor office for me. So we're being bloodly honest.
Well, does it mean that you leave your manners at the door?
Wow.
Quiet.
Wow.
Let the man express it.
Wait, it doesn't mean you leave your
manners at the door just because you're drinking. It doesn't mean you get speak over people or speak for others.
So who is
I'm gonna have to teach you how to drink, my friend.
Hold on. Who's speaking? May I ask who is speaking?
Who's Tina was speaking?
No, that's a bullshit answer.
Okay. You're losing.
Come on, you don't have the balls or the courage or the whatever internal fortitude to answer that question when I ask. And you're right.
Well, let me ask you this, Scott. What was it that you heard?
Tina, that isn't what you're not part of this. Listen, okay? I love you dearly, but listen, okay? There's somebody else that has something.
I think that's
to respond to this, and MJ is not you. I know.
You
smooth those
for the sake of everyone else. Ask me what it is you want me to answer, and I'll answer it so that other people can go on with some.
Then don't speak.
What's the
question? I believe Scott was asking you, MJ, just to get us a little bit back on track. What is the blood moon and
That's right. Boy, you're a good
Okay, did I not answer? I answered it. I answered it already.
Did you?
It's a shadow of the earth over the moon.
You're right.
That's all it is.
Okay, what else do you want to know?
Does it have anything to do with it being foreseen or prophesied in the Bible? No.
I am licking. I won't say I'm licked, but I am licking.
So you're good now, Scott? You're good? You're right?
Of course I am. Why?
Yeah. You don't need
MJ, did you receive my email back to you from earlier?
I don't know. Let's see here. I got like 77,000 emails.
Hey,
I know. It came from my other website. Or my other email address.
Yeah, I did. Did you get my last email? My response to that.
Now is when I am coming.
Well,
That's what I sent to Jermaine. 2.5 hours.
Oh yes. Thank you so much. Oh my God.
You did see it? You did see it?
Oh yes. I was multitasking earlier on. Oh my gosh.
That's rare footage. I had to spend hours editing that out of like this, like.
You have 1 minute remaining.
Scott, can you, Scott?
Yes.
Whoa! Did anyone else hear that?
Yeah, I don't know what was it.
Something a minute remaining. I guess. What has it been?
Oh, that was me. That's so weird that you could hear that.
Pammy.
That's me.
What's that? Is that a calling card or something?
Kiss me.
Yeah, exactly.
You got any more?
Yeah, we heard that.
You got any more calling cards or what? Because you're about to bump up.
Well, I'm charging my cell phone in the interim, and then I think I'll just go in my car and put it in the car.
Yeah, that's so smart to do the calling card thing. Wow. I started doing that back in, like, 2002.
Well, no, because I'm in a hotel, and my cell phone's not on.
What? You got plenty of money. You can stay wherever.
Pam, know what I was going to tell you? It's just like, you know who I want you to find for me when you're in you're not in Los Angeles.
You have no time remaining.
Oh, there. You have no time.
Oh,
Okay, Pam, come back soon. Pam, come back soon. There she goes.
Okay.
There we are.
Okay, guys, if you want to hear something really freaky, you guys know how I have this thing with
sorry.
What? Oh, what?
Sorry.
What? Sorry, what?
I like you too.
Well, no, we talk. Okay, guys, we're in a liquor
environment.
You're liquored. I'm fine. Okay.
No, I'm way liquored. Why? I'm way liquored.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not going
to
tell you.
Time to take your shoes off and go take a nap, Scott.
Tina, I want you naked.
I don't give a fuck what you want.
We know.
You give it to me anyway.
You got nothing to do with my world.
Oh, yes, I do. Why? Oh, yes, I do.
You know,
it probably would be good. You probably would actually enjoy it. You'd like. You
of
probably
course we
would.
Why?
No, I didn't
probably
say we.
Keel over and die.
Of course. Why?
Hey, MJ, what were you saying?
Oh, you're back already.
Yeah. Good. Go and fuck.
I can't remember.
You want her to look somebody up in L.A. or in that area.
Oh, okay. It sounds real freaky. Okay, I was you guys know I have my little thing with them. I was checking out like TMZ and all that kind of crazy stuff for Lindsay Lohan because I don't know for some reason she just works for me, and then I found her girlfriend. Who is this chick named Samantha?
I've seen photos. Uh-huh.
I want you to meet.
Right, and
yeah.
First, you know how she's like
real.
Likes to play dykey or whatever, but she comes from like an old British bloodline. Like she's a Ronson. My guess is that she's probably related to like the old British, the first butane lighters, you know, made by Ronson British.
Yeah.
And she's got like a couple of uncles and that are lords and this, that, and the other. And her, and she's Jewish. And I love Jewish women. But she was Lindsay's girlfriend. But then I was seeing a bunch of shots of her, and then I saw this one picture of her where, because she always tries to look like a boy. She always tries to look like all guyish or whatever kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I saw this one picture of her, and where she's her hair is long or whatever, and she's just like absolutely a stunning girl. I don't know why she hides her beauty.
Many times over.
Scott, you might want to mute.
She's really quite gorgeous.
He trumped you. I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about Ion. When I say Ion, I mean that non-physical that binds us all. So if you want to throw a bitch at that, hey, you want to kill me? Here I am. Throw the bullet. Throw the fucking bullet.
I'll let you do it to yourself.
He's not. You couldn't die if you wanted to, Scott.
Shush, please.
You couldn't.
I use nice words now. I didn't use mean words. I didn't mean to shoot any indirect words. We're over the limit as far as the time clock goes. I'm saying.
Over the limit?
Yeah.
There's no
you
limit.
You want to shoot me?
There's no rules.
You fucking shoot me. But you shoot me
in the heart.
You shoot me in the heart. You make sure that heart stops beating. I don't think you have that power, Mansoor.
Mansoor.
Hey, MJ, this is what you're saying.
Don't have that power.
Go ahead, MJ.
No.
So back to this friend
power.
Of Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah. Why?
Her name's Samantha Ronson, and she's trying to like be like a boyish dyke, and she's a DJ,
But that means
she's a DJ.
Good. She fucks
she's,
really good. And she man fucks instead of.
So you want
but
me to
but
go
she's
home.
but she has
oh,
she has
boy,
a, she has like a gorgeous she has like she's the most she has this gorgeous
still
model
fucks
body.
As a male as an alpha, right?
Yeah, she just wants
you
her power. I'm wondering if she's come to her power or something because it's like she just wants it's.
You will see more and more if you pay attention how many people are coming to their power.
my God, he's going to abuse himself.
So wait, you're saying she's like Nike?
Cam, drive. That's all I can tell you. You drive, and you will arrive at what you desire and more.
Whoa, okay.
And it's not about me in particular. It's
oh, it's
about
all about
me.
You, buddy.
It's about you, Cam. It's about you. Yeah,
can you hear me?
Okay.
I care for you.
I'm going to step out for a minute.
Tiger, okay? She's waiting here, and for whatever reason.
We can hear you.
Oh, okay,
yes,
good. I'll turn my mic on.
Pam can hear.
You're talking about how this woman's like dykey, or you don't agree with her. You're thinking she's not being so, like who she is. But my question to you is, why does everyone have to conform with your idea of beauty?
Oh, you're good. Because I want you to.
Was someone talking to me?
No, they weren't.
Well, were you the guy that was talking about the woman who's acting like a dyke?
Yeah, and I have no problems with that.
Do I know you by name?
No, I don't know. I don't know if I like the word dyke personally, but
I never used
she's,
term.
Nobody.
Used that term.
Okay, Scott.
I'm just ignoring the drunk asshole. That's all. Just ignore the drunk asshole.
Okay. Wait. No, I'm gonna guys. Let me engage Scott for a sec. Let me engage.
What?
Scott. Scott. Scott.
Crap.
Scott.
Back
Scott. Scott.
I hear you.
Scott.
Okay. No, you're a woman manipulator. Who the fuck are you kidding? You're good at psychic manipulation of women because that's what you know. Do you have a woman living with you? No, you don't.
For him to be a woman manipulator, they would have to agree to be manipulated. Yeah, I have one, and it was hard.
No, you have the
first
of whatever it is. So don't fucking tell me what you think you know. I do.
What did I tell you that I think I know?
MJ,
exactly.
I really like you. Please don't ask me to throw
stuff. We talk on the phone. Okay, guys, just so you know, me and Scott, we talk all the time. Okay, this isn't like just like a tailgate like
okay,
weird.
So, well, like, could you get him under control or some do something? Okay?
Scott, Scott. Can I talk to you offline for a minute?
Always. Why?
Can we drop out and I'll call you on your landline. Is that all right?
Well, because you're going to give me your psychic how to be right with women. Well, I really don't give a fuck. At this
what?
I've never told you how to be right with women. After hours, brown
you're rationalizing what the guy's been
thinking. I'm not bullshitting you.
Let's all conjure up a sock and put it in the mouth.
No disrespect.
Are you guys ready?
There's no.
On the count of. 3, 2, 1, go.
What? You got your mouth open? So shut the fuck up, Tina. Okay, there it is. Yes, I am Alpha. Then you come and you put your fucking face in front of me and I break your goddamn teeth out. Okay, then have the nuts to show that. Sounds are easy. You put your face in front of me, and you tell me exactly what you want to say. I break your fucking teeth out. And that's if you're lucky.
Do you realize that there are, like, other people on this call that actually want to speak with each other, and you being drunk has prevented
us? You're right. I don't mean to be like that. But when I'm pushed to the wall... you fuck or fight while I do both. I do very well.
Nobody's pushing you to the wall. AK.
Well, that's how it's felt, MJ. So, please. We're all in the same boat. We're all in the same arc. Arc. A-R-C.
Well, I'm not in your arc. I'm not getting the same arc as you.
Not.
We're all in the same boat.
Not.
Please don't take offense.
people are dropping. So there's a fan. People are dropping out, and I know you don't care. Wow.
We're past
same
the...
shit, different day.
Okay, Tim.
MJ, I'll
remember what you just said right now. I want you to remember what
you
said right now. Your words, not mine.
I'm referring to you, Scott, so whatever.
I'm saying your words, different day. And yes, I'm drinking Tabasco sauce straight up. Yeah. That was
Tabasco
I said straight
sauce.
Up. No mix, no nothing. So don't give me bullshit, okay?
Okay, MJ, did you want me to go check out this woman while I'm here? Is that what you were trying to ask?
Thank you.
I don't know. Who knows? She's probably in London or she's probably in Spain or something. Who knows?
She's anywhere away from you, right?
What?
She's anywhere away from you to where you don't have the opportunity to actually intercourse, right?
I don't know her, actually. It was weird. I was like checking out some stuff, and like, yeah, I guess I know somebody that she knows, but that's
the other gal that's on the phone that was saying that she'd like to have conversation and such.
Oh, poor me.
Are you still there,
Pam?
No, I think she probably dropped out.
You'd be
wow.
Completely surprised.
Are you still there?
Yeah. Does anybody else know my who knows
nope.
my
we don't know
my room?
I do.
You do?
Oh, good. Then you better fuck her to satisfaction. Coitus to satisfaction. Sorry.
We're both quite satisfied, Scott. Don't worry
good.
About it. It's not your
good,
business.
Good, 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 good.
Wow.
You're right. Hey, this was a no holds barred party.
This is like, wow, this should be taped for an AA meeting.
you heard my
yeah,
dog
all we
too,
need is
way.
Greg. Well, all we need is Greg to come in and moderate the AA meeting. He's pretty good at it, I'm told.
Oh
if
God!
You think that? My goodness! That what you think?
Well, dude, you're just the ear. I don't know.
Is that what you think, Tina? I don't know if you want me to have physical coitus with you. It should be kind of upside down and beyond talking.
Hey, Scott, it's your fantasy. It's not mine. It ain't got nothing to do with me.
Cool. Has nothing to do with
knock yourself
you're right.
out.
You're right. What,
fantasies
you
don't come into my world. Or other people's fantasies,
you're a
fucking
liar.
Hey, Tina, is there any chance you could stay out here?
Pardon me?
Is there any chance you could fly out here?
If I had a ticket, I'd get on a plane.
Okay.
That will be provided to you.
Right.
I asked MJ, too. I think I told you.
Yeah, I know. I saw it. I saw it a few days after. Thanks for the invitation. I haven't seen my
on the line. Who's the historian here? How many are on the line?
Tina has always been the historian, as you know.
Oh, please.
And
I didn't say that.
Not my title. Sorry.
Okay, sorry.
Ain't buying into that bullshit.
How many people are on the line?
Scott, no one's gonna say anything. No one's going to say anything. Trust me. Watch.
What? Because what? You're you got conditioned after McLuhan through Bobby, through you. You did what you were told.
I know. I won't
how
read it. I refuse
line?
To read.
How many
I
are on
am
the
not...
line?
Wow.
That was my question.
Gosh. Hey, who's laughing? Is
that's
that the
me, it... Martha? I'm laughing my ass off.
Martha.
Yes,
oh, wow.
Do you have the number for the original Always Tailgate
I thought on the forum a long time ago. But
Wait. Okay. What about the mystery?
Sure.
Mystery?
Did the question get answered, MJ? How many people are on the
I'm
line?
Just thinking we can all flip. We can all go elsewhere. And
we can flip. I'm not sure. See, okay. Who's got
flipped.
Connect?
What's new?
Email. Okay. What's the email app, like the email web we've got between the people that are here right now? Do we have a
group
email? Tina to call me, whatever.
Okay.
What's that?
I asked Tina to call me because I'm not near things.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Martha,
yes.
I tell you what, Pam, Martha,
mm-hmm.
MJ, I'm going to the original tailgate conference call number.
Thank you.
So I can have a conversation.
I know.
Oh,
and MJ,
yeah.
come on in.
Gotcha.
You and Scott, you guys can carry on here for however long you want to do all of that. Chat with
I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
You know, and us ladies are going to go talk.
No, see
ya.
I agree with you.
Okay, see ya.
Okay, I'm going to talk to Scott for a while. I'll tell you guys in a little bit.
Put a stick in your mouth to keep your mouth quiet and listen. And, yes, it will come.
Scott? Why?
I made a statement.
No, I don't care if you ask for my opinion or not. You're gonna fucking get it, whether you want it or not. Like
well,
a fucking
I'm sorry.
In the mouth.
You're a woman manipulator. You're really good at it.
I'm a woman manipulator.
I'm not saying I'm not about that.
Then why the hell isn't there a naked woman in my bed right now if I'm such a good manipulator of women? Please answer that question for me.
Well, there isn't mine. Why?
Well, you're not a woman manipulator, tell me.
I'm honest.
Like, why isn't Lindsay Lohan naked in my bed? Why isn't she calling my cell phone right now?
That's for you to figure out. I mean, seriously, honestly, MJ, I really like you. You're a good friend of mine.
I know we get along. We talk all the time. But the things are, you've had a bunch of cocktails,
no,
and you're like, you're
can,
talking.
Can
you, you won't.
Further?
You won't let any of these. You won't let. You won't. You wouldn't
can
let the ladies
further?
Talk.
Can we go?
You
further?
Won't let the ladies talk. You weren't letting the ladies.
Am I gonna let
talk.
Them bitch me? No.
They weren't
you're
bitching
absolutely
you.
Absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
They weren't
I'll
bitching you until you started talking over them. That's all. Like I don't know. I don't know what. Like I don't know how to.
We don't
like,
have to agree. How about if we agree to disagree?
No. I don't buy that.
What? You don't
no.
know how to do that? Then you.
I do
know.
I
mean,
I
that you're
I do.
Fucking stupid.
Absolutely.
For as smart as you are, you're fucking stupid. That we can't agree to disagree.
No, not in this particular
then
subject.
Fuck you.
No.
Yeah,
and you're gonna get
me?
Fucked. How many times? By how many people? Not my call.
Oh, really?
Oh yes. Why?
Oh, that,
you
okay.
Tell me about
sounds
your
good.
Call and go further.
Oh,
this is a brown liquor open invitation, and that's where we're at. I'm not being polite.
I know. Yeah, I know. Let's talk about what are you drinking? What are you drinking, Scotch? Captain Morgan? Sounds like Captain Morgan to me.
I'm drinking tequila.
That explains everything.
Well, hey, everybody activist that didn't want to be here.
What? Okay, guys, what is all that background noise? Where the hell is that coming from?
Ryan. You don't think he's been paying attention?
That's not Ion.
Okay.
Fucking words. Fucking words. Right, he's having a little cocktail party at his place or something? Or what?
Listen.
That's fucking demeaning. I'll spit in that fucking bar. Maybe some cereal. And put some fucking bananas in it. And let me read fucking Marvin Doo. I'm gonna fucking cry. I'm fucking on the verge. I'm gonna put it in the most wrong place. I'm gonna remain in shit. Fucking
quote.
Fuck this fucking move. Fuck
about that? Good. I hope you don't comment.
This is classic Bob.
Comment. I like Bob. I do. I like Bob.
And you like tequila.
This is like the old thing.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
You like Bob and you like tequila. What the fuck's going on down there? I logged back in and you guys are sitting there bickering about bullshit. What the fuck's going on down there?
Thank you. That was a rightful call. They started throwing stones and I'd be damned if I'm going to allow stones thrown to me and not fend them off.
Well,
oh, I hear your significant other in the back.
Well, they're cooking dinner. So, anybody have any good UFO stories?
Which ones?
Anyone? Any
first
new
time
ones?
I saw a UFO is when I was coming back from San Francisco, and I was coming right over the crest to Crescent City, which is like a real flat bay. And I saw a full moon go whoosh right to the water and no splash.
Into the water? It went down into the water?
No splash. And that fast. As far as I said whoosh, it's how fast it crossed my vision.
Hmm.
No splash.
Things happen fast at the equator.
Well, you asked for a story of UFOs. That's the first one. You want others?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I lived up on Mount Shasta for many years. Well, 6 years. 6+ years, to be exact. And what they have acted as dowsing rods to me. To where they go up, down, sideways, etc. Or
what
going
was
into
that
the heart of the, no, visible. It looked like stars, but it wasn't stars. I mean, when they sit in the same place for a long time, and they go up, down, sideways, one side to the other, as you ask them questions, because that was the venue that I had to ask at the time. That was my knowledge base. They responded as per that. And
so
no, I was totally fucking straight. I was totally fucking straight. No, have you ever seen stars go whoosh?
Yes, I have actually.
Whoosh, right up or sideways?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
you have, haven't you? You're telling me truth. Well,
oh, yeah,
how far do you want to go? You want to go deeper? You want to go deeper? Yes, you do, huh?
Yeah, let's hear them. I just saw a UFO the other day.
I'm real good at stepping into other dimensions. I just, whatever reasons I am. Going into the mountain, Mount Shasta. How about instead of me telling you, you come with me?
I'd love to.
Okay, come with me. Join my psyche right now and come with me. I want you to see what I saw, what I have seen.
Where, at Mount Shasta, you mean?
Yes, why?
Okay.
My home was the Eagle's Crest. The Eagle's Crest, Eagle's Nest, whatever you want to call it. Wow, wow, you're good at joining. Okay, come. Let's go beyond. I want you to see what I saw. All the way to the point of my truck being picked up off the ground and dropped. Not just once, but how many times? That's right. Come up further with me. This is time later. Look at the stars. Remember the questions. Remember the questions and the reaction to that. Oh, the stars were acting like dowsing rods. Why? I mean, I'm very good at dowsing rods.
You're what? You're very good with dowsing rods?
With dowsing rods. No, we're going to go further. Let's go up that walk, up the meadow, through the meadow, all the way up to the rock. Not only do I want you to see all the faces, wow, you're very, very good. I want you to see all the faces. But now we go to the next day of where I was. Because he was fucking pissed. Because I demanded the questions out of him that I asked. No, we skipped a point on purpose.
What? What questions did you ask?
What's the key to the pyramid?
Okay, and what was the answer?
Let's go to the next day.
Pardon me?
And let's go to the next day. Somebody dropped out. They didn't like that. That's okay. They don't have to. See the fan above me that wanted to come and do me in because of who I demanded that from was so pissed because I got the answer and I knew the levers to use to get those answers.
The answers of what's the key to the pyramid?
The key of the pyramid is the pyramid itself. That's the answer I received. I know you're going, because I feel that. Put your hands up. First fingers together. Okay. Other thumbs apart and make yourself a pyramid. You'll find what it is. You'll find the feeling. Because I'm allowed to tell you. Is why. I don't know why I'm allowed to tell you. I've never told anybody else, actually. Now, focus. Put that around what those mysteries are. And you'll receive the answer that you seek.
With your fingers in the shape of a pyramid, you mean?
Yes. First fingers touching.
And your thumbs.
And your thumbs sliding by each other. But you will find when you hit that pyramid state of the questions that you ask through the pyramid of the pyramid, that's where the answers are found. Oh, Sasha, stop. It is that simple. Well, then look at me eye to eye, and you tell me I'm incorrect. Well, I'm very correct. How do I know that? What? Because I know. And that's just what? Still primary education. It truly is. It's still primary education. Ion, I feel your space. And the whole point is that Ionic, as we know of what it is, touches all of us. You saw what I saw. You, just right now, I shared with what I saw, and you saw what I saw. That's why he wanted all the breakdown bullshit to happen. Oh, this is a brown liquor office party. True?
That's our first. Is it not?
I'm sorry, say that again.
It's our first. It's our first party.
As titled, yes, you're right. As titled, you're right.
Hey, did Pam come up to see you?
She's been afraid.
Afraid?
Yeah, she has.
So if I come up to see you, you'll be able to show me some Bigfoot, Sasquatch?
Whatever you want to see, I'll show you to the best of my ability. Why? That's not...
I'd love to meet a Sasquatch.
Okay, let me separate things. Sasquatches and humans. It's about trust.
Pardon me? What was the last
safety.
Word you said?
It's about trust. It's about safety. It's about what? Of course, I would be honored to introduce you. And I won't be the one introducing you. I mean, if you don't cut it, they won't connect. I mean, but you will. And I already know that. But I'd be honored to do that. Why?
So you're in Oregon or you're in Mount Shasta?
Actually, neither.
Okay.
I am right below the Oregon border on the ocean. Look for Stout Grove in your what, looky box.
I'm on MapQuest right now.
Look for looky box. In
Smith
Stout
River?
Grove, California.
What's it called?
Stout Grove.
Stout
That's one
Grove?
Of the many names, sure.
I see Fort Dick.
Well, Fort Dick is just that, Fort Dick. You want to be dicked or you want to go to Stout Grove?
I see Crescent City.
Good. Look up the mountain, look past
a little farther north?
South, actually.
South of Crescent City?
Well, I do live in Crescent City. I live right off of 9th Street on Gaynard.
Oh, okay.
9th Street, 9th house up on your right-hand side.
Mm-hmm.
And if you choose to discover me, you will. Ion, why'd you peel all the bars off? For a damn good reason, huh? Anyway, you're always welcome here. Yes, I have lots of room. I won't say lots of room. I have adequate room. And then look at Stout Grove. Howland Hill is one term that you may find, but Stout Grove. And what it takes you to is the original redwoods that have never been cut. They may fall over and die, but they haven't been cut because they were seen as actually sacred at the time. Sacred, that's a real non-answer, actually. I mean, that's abused so much it isn't funny. But what you're asking for, of course, at any time. No, I don't need any notice. Just show up and you'll find what you wish to discover. As far as my friends go up there, you have to go through their screen of acceptability, so to speak. And I'm trying to put that in a really nice way. You're right. Well, as somebody asked me a question earlier, there is no reason for clothes because why would there be notice to? Well, if you ask, all I say is it embarrasses you.
What does? I didn't say anything about clothes.
I said earlier there was a question asked. And that's why Pam has hesitation of coming here.
What, because they don't wear clothes?
No, because you'll never be the same. Period.
It'll be a life-changing moment, huh?
It is a life-changing moment.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I agree with that. I'm sure
there's
it is.
No ifs, and buts about it. And the things that Ion has been showing us, and chromosome 14 and a lot of the other stuff. No, that's just, they already know that's there. There's no mysteries there. You want to step in their dimension? Well, for one, you need permission. For two, you better have the fortitude.
Fortitude.
That means... Uh-huh. You may not come back. You may not want to come back.
Right. That's a good
because
point.
Because of the world that we live in right here, or the dimension that we live in right here, has a lot of, restrictions to it. And not on, when you say restrictions, goes the other yin and the yang of weaponry, threat, etc., etc. May it be whatever your mind conjures. Well, in their world, when I asked about books, he had to think about it. Well, yeah, well, they do have one library that he had been to once as a adolescent going through whatever, but they don't need books. Weapons, he had to think on that too. Why? Thought is, there's no need for weapons. I mean, they may be museum pieces, but that's about it.
Well, will they also be able to help you acquire the knowledge or the talent to parallel world travel?
That isn't even a discussion.
Oh, why?
I mean, that's a commonplace that you just do. I mean, if you walk out of your house onto the street, and you may have a curb there, you may not, but you walk across that roadway, and you step on the other side. Now, is that, can I do this? No, it's not. It's a given, right? It's an accepted reality of your reality, because you know you can, so there's no doubt. And that's what Ion has been saying. No, take that way beyond what the wordy words I just said. Take it way beyond.
Well, yeah, he's already told me I've been doing it, but I can't remember myself doing it. I don't have any recollection of doing it. He says he sees me all the time.
Of course.
But I don't remember seeing him. I don't have any recollection of doing it. I mean, so have you gone back in time? Have you gone to different
yes, I have.
Periods of time?
Scared the fuck out of me the first time or two.
Where'd you go?
It did scare the shit out of me. Because I saw too many people die.
What, did you go back to the war time?
Actually, I went back to Roman times. Was the first time. And I got three scenes of this. And, yes, I don't know if you want to hear this or not.
Yeah, let me hear it.
Well,
I ain't scared.
I imposed nine different emperors and Rome.
You did what? Imposed? What'd you say?
Imposed nine different emperors.
What does that mean, imposed?
Yes, I tried once being the emperor myself, but I was not good at that. It didn't last 6 months. And it's not that I died. I just put somebody out else out there in front of me. Look it up. You'll find out.
And pose? You pose yourself on somebody?
You will find out what one of those lifetimes were. Or meat bodies.
What do you mean look it up? Look it up where?
Oh, it's easy to find.
What
like
is?
In Rome, 1463. Western Rome, to be specific.
1463, that's where you went back for how long of a period?
29 years is how long I had control in that particular time space.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, have you gone back in time to...
I've gone further back, yes.
I mean, have you brought anything back with you? Like any trinkets or money or clothing or anything?
Well, to be honest with you, yeah, I have, but I was broken into a couple years ago, and I had a lot of things taken.
For that reason?
It really hurt my fucking feelings, too, because I've never been a thief. I just never have. And for whatever reasons, there was no longer necessary for the proofs of my prior embodiments. And I'm, how do I say, prior meat bodies. But on the other hand, all of us, as we go back and really look through the non-physical, we'll find out how we're all bound as one. It is that simple. We aren't, we as human beings are very, very,
very what? I keep losing you there.
I'm trying to find the right word, and what it says is, selfish, egotistical, etc., that we think we're the only ones that have ever done this. Well, we've all done it together. That's what the truth is.
That's where the what proof is?
Yes.
Well, that's what I keep saying, too. They say the same thing.
I didn't know that. I'd never heard that from him.
What?
And my original premise before I ever had contact with Ion or Bob or Carolyn or any of the others is that I already knew that we are all as one.
Oh. Yeah, no, I haven't heard him say that. I misunderstood what you meant earlier, but you're
saying
well,
I know you heard that, but it tied to what I just said.
Right. Yeah. An ocean of water. Well.
Thank you. I could not have come with that better analogy. Thank you. That
<You're>
shows
<welcome. laughs>
your depth of being.
Okay, what do you think about this? About a few weeks ago, I was sitting there looking at this UFO off in the horizon, and I was waiting for him to come down, but he never did. But then I got in my car, and I drove to the intersection that was outside my track, and I was sitting at the stoplight, and this thing comes all the way down. I'm talking like he's only like 50 feet away. It's just hovering over the intersection,
yeah.
And then he takes off. But, I mean, what's the purpose there? What is he trying to do?
You didn't accept it, did you?
Huh?
You did accept it into your paradigm, but you didn't.
I did, but I didn't? What are you talking about?
You saw it visually.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But he was just hanging in there, like, waiting for me or something, or just saying hi. I mean, he didn't communicate with me, but what do you think you're trying to...
Why didn't
just
you communicate with it?
Pardon me?
Why did not you communicate with it?
Well, I'm asking you.
What?
I'm asking you that question.
Because you were scared.
No, I really wasn't. I was thrilled more than scared.
Okay, then you still There is no time as we know time. You still have the capability of connecting with what that is and them allowing and you allowing the exchange of information.
Well, Ion says they're just laughing at us. They're just having fun. They're just laughing.
Well, of course. He does. That's how he does things. And he's right.
He's saying they're just laughing their ass off.
Because you didn't fucking pay attention at the time, did you?
Well, what do you mean? I was sitting there watching it the whole evening, and then when I got
did
my car and tried to leave.
Did you open your psyche to the message they had? Why were they there? Why were
they're
you
here
there?
They're here all the time. I see them all the time.
It isn't that they were there. It was just a higher part of you. Why did not you open your psyche to accept the message that was being given?
That's what I'm telling you. I did. They stood in my backyard.
And what did they tell you? What did they tell you?
I'm telling you the same thing. I tried to open up my psyche. I tried to communicate with them.
Trying to
They came down and winked at me. They hovered around over this intersection for a few seconds, and then they just took off.
Hug you. I'm yes. Serious. I'm hugging you. I'm telling you, you're really blessed. You may not understand how blessed you are, but hugs you receive, please. It is more of a graciousness. It's as much of a graciousness to receive as well as give. Please.
I know, but what were they trying to give me? What was I receiving? Just acknowledgement that they're there? Do they have more to tell me? I mean,
that's only one of the layers of understanding.
Well, shit, I'm ready to go for a ride in one of those things. I thought they were going to take me for a ride.
Well, then ask them to.
What is up?
Don't be a fucking puss about it. I'm not being a bitch. I don't mean it like that. But say, hey, and you're saying, okay, but what happened is you hesitated. There was a hesitation. A fear there.
No, it wasn't.
Then allow yourself to accept, and it's already on its way. It's already on its way. Open your heart, open your mind, and it will go beyond the labyrinth of your mind, and it will settle as an overlay that you just feel honored with and blessed with. And as
well, I've asked Ion the same two questions. I got two different answers. One was, "Those are us in the future."
The fuck did you ask me if you already had answers?
Well, no, because his answers were slightly confusing because he said some of them are us in the future, but not all of them. But then he said,
"Ion, have you ever been confusing?"
What?
I'm asking Ion, has he ever been confusing? He always uses of perfect words to go to have no offense to the labyrinth of your mind, to overlay that to show you the higher realms. There was no offense there. You just, and if you reevaluate it like that, you get all the answers you want. I mean that honestly. I mean, I've had my paradigms stretched really, really, really to the point of wanting to, what's the word I want to use? The thing inside of a young girl that has never been gone through. Yes, exactly that. That's right. And that can be done in love or it can be done in lust.
Okay.
One hurts, doesn't hurt. It's just exquisite pleasure. Yeah, Pam, I know you're in the background. Shut up.
She's probably gone now.
What's this office party all about?
I'm sorry?
There was an office party?
This is it.
Hi, Matthew. Is that you?
Yeah.
I'd be doggone.
So there was a party earlier on the phone?
There still is. Why?
I don't know. I heard there was going to be an office party.
Well, I'm through one bottle of tequila and about a quarter of the way through the other one.
Oh, you're... Oh, Martha, see, I went on the dupes, and Martha posted something about someone being drunk, so I wanted to see what was going on.
Well, it drops all the...
No, you didn't offend my mind. I was just... You just were talking about girls... breaking their hymen, and it could either be...
I didn't use that word now, did I?
No, I used it because I had an image of it while you were discussing it.
Well, I don't do that, is why. I wanted to give an image, though, that would be understood of what happens with this paradigm that we go through as we've been raised. Okay, we've been raised as separatists. Is that true or untrue? Separate
raised
from
as
our original being. Our
I know that, and I try to tell my mother that, and she can't handle it.
That's why I use the term of a virginal girl. Okay,
right.
Because each of us, male or female, we do have that hymie my God, I mean... What, you give it up one of two ways? And I'm not going to, well, maybe
you know, there's a lot. UFOs are cool. I only saw one UFO before I talked to Ian.
What do you hold your nose before you choke? You understand what I mean? So
yeah, you let go of your nose. You let go before you die. Yeah, so the UFO phenomena.
You didn't understand what I meant, did you?
No, I can't. I didn't follow.
Hold as you're putting your dick around somebody's down somebody's throat.
So.
What do you do? Hold their nose or not?
No.
Sometimes you do.
I see. Well, that is good to know.
Is it?
I mean,
I
don't know.
These
conversations were recorded. I probably have.
You got more. What do I use? Way more educational viewpoints on the subject I'm talking about than what I have.
No, I don't. I've gone to like massage parlors and other interesting
good
things.
Good for you.
So. Good for me. But yeah, I don't think I ever broke a girl's hymen. I've never been with a virgin.
Partake. I paid double whores. What? I was.
Well, didn't you have a Russian whorehouse or something? A strip club? I think we went over that one time.
Actually, no, I didn't.
You had a.
Was I very interested? Yes, I have bought three different strip clubs, and for whatever reasons, they did not materialize. Even though I had money down, et cetera, all the bullshit. True, for whatever reasons, they didn't come to fruition. They just didn't happen. But I spent, how many years traveling from east to west to see what was best, what worked, what didn't. Yes, I did. You know, actually one of the best strip clubs I've ever seen does not serve alcohol.
Oh, yeah. A lot of those, like, all nude don't serve alcohol some places.
Well, and I said successful. That wasn't necessarily financial. I learned a lot about those kind of things. I became very aware of what people have to offer for sale.
Yeah, it's a good business. I met a girl in AA one time who...
AA? That tells me a lot right there.
Well, I'm no longer in it, and I could get into
it.
Did
you suck her pussy or not? Yes or no?
No, I've never...
Then fuck you.
No.
Then fuck
you.
You didn't.
Whatever, she would have charged me.
You don't get charged anyway. You don't pay it some other way.
Whatever, yeah, money flows freely and easily.
Nothing comes, it's all fair exchange. Whatever the
mode
of exchange
is. It's not always fair exchange, but it's always an exchange that people have to agree on.
You want to buy a whore? Do it. It's cheaper, actually.
Right. Having a girlfriend is quite expensive.
$1,500, $5,000. You know, to have that kind of coitus, what do you invest to get that? So, that's what it is coitus. I mean,
everything is coitus.
No, not everything is coitus.
That's the black and white
coitus thinking. Is a very centralized, worldwide, primal interest.
Yeah, and it's been toyed with by the
and
powers that be.
And
ain't it fun? Yeah. Playboy's a good magazine.
And often way much more than fun. It takes you to the point of life and death.
And interdimensionality.
Well, if it's done properly, it takes you to the point that you couldn't give a what? You die right there. You give your soul. You give all in that consummation of coitus.
Right.
Otherwise, you're just fucking. Yep. If you want to just fuck somebody,
they're both fun. They're both
might
fun.
Might as well fuck
a
bag or a glove or
a
boy's butt.
Yeah. Well, sometimes girls only know how to fuck and not really involve themselves in anything too spiritual.
So you're a bitch, is what you're saying.
Me? Why did I just say I'm a bitch? No, I just said
you're saying you can be manipulated.
I didn't say I react to that.
By all those things.
No. I'm just commenting on society. I'm okay. I'm not a bitch.
Matthew.
I could move around
now,
it. And be-
I have a very pointed question to direct to you.
Yeah.
Was Pam ever in your bed without her clothes? Probably. Did you have sexual intercourse? I don't think so.
No, I never had sex with Pam.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Okay.
Well, she bitched you. She's the
alpha,
not you. She is the alpha, not you. There's a huge difference. Yeah.
Well, no, it had to do with the first
I'm
situation.
I'm not saying that disrespectfully.
No, she was going with some guy when I first met her, so I left her system up and the whole thing.
And so
I don't talk to her much. And she's cool, and I like hanging out with her, and I don't know where it's going to go, whatever. But ultimately, I'm 27. The first time I met her, she's like, I met this guy the other day. He's great.
You're a boy.
And she was with this 27-year-old guy, and she was, like, going on how great it was, and then she was complaining about it. And,
I
never...
She loves to bitch. Why?
What?
I said she loves to bitch.
Yeah, so I don't know. So she wanted to set it up like that. She didn't want to, like, she probably knew I'd screw her over, and she didn't want to, like, be the bitch of, like, the dupes of non-physical or Matthew Rose fucked her up. So she knew not to fuck with me. She's not stupid.
Not fuck with you, but fuck you.
Fuck with me, fuck me. She doesn't want to do any of that. I'm like, you know, you don't want to.
What, Sherry, we beat you up. What do you mean?
Whatever, maybe I'll bang her. Then who's to say I'm not going to bang her? But I know I haven't.
You're not going to. Why?
But I wouldn't hang out with her. I mean, it's that's
you're not
cool,
going
whatever.
To.
Then that's fine. Then she's not in my life, and she's not really
well,
involved.
Well, why
in
would
plan.
That be? Is she a dear friend?
Is she a dear
are
she's fine.
Many
I have no
more
problem.
Intercourses other than sexual?
I just don't have a lot of time for.
Oh,
well,
and you're that fucking special. Come on, Matthew. Get off
no,
the
I'm not special,
ego.
But I choose to live like I'm special since I met
her. She
my
could eat you up, spit you out her ass.
Well, is she listening to
and
this
you
right now?
Know
can you survive her like 10 minutes ago?
I don't think she's listening, no.
I don't either, but you said hi like she was listening, and I've been talking.
Because I respect Pammy.
I respect Pammy, and I don't know where you're trying to bring me into it. I'm just saying I don't like to hang out with people who are single and attractive and don't want to have sex with me if I'm interested in having sex with them. But sure, I like having friends. But no, if I'm actually interested in someone, it's not fun.
Small aspect of our beings.
Right, but if you're interested in
it
someone,
is maybe
it's not
one
interested
of the
in
most,
you.
It is maybe one of the most favored activities, but in our aspects, it's actually only a small aspect of who
no,
we are as people.
It's just people don't know how to deal with anything, and it's like, yeah, so I live
she
like
knows
I'm
how
special.
To deal with
and
a
I,
lot of stuff.
I'm Pam, I have no problem with Pam. I'm just talking, I just like to rant about where society's gone.
Well,
but eventually,
the point in the rant
out.
If you don't have the background behind it.
No, I have the background. I need a solution, but I just, that's
I like great. That even better. Then what's the solution?
To be nice, and I could probably have sex with her if I just talk to her.
What's
nicely,
the solution?
To what? There's no problem.
Well, you just said society's falling apart.
Yeah, but that's okay. So
well,
I'm okay with that.
You
I'm
said
not,
what you
fix,
want is a fix. Give
no, I'm
a solution.
Man
you
in the mirror, Michael Jackson
you.
Says,
yes or no.
Yeah, you
look
fix
in
yourself.
The fucking mirror.
Yeah, that's what I just
look
said.
Look in the fucking mirror.
Right, Michael
now,
Jackson, man in the mirror.
What you see in that mirror is way beyond what your physical representation is. It's not that true.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot.
Okay.
I can't,
well,
yeah.
Then come up with solutions. As you want to present issues, present the solutions also. Multiple solutions. Please trust yourself to do that, and you'll find that you'll come up with those. Matthew, you're a smart man. You've been around the block more than once.
Yeah, but I'm young, so I don't know what that means.
What's that supposed to be? That you're stupid?
I don't know, but
because
no,
you're young,
just means, like,
you're
no,
stupid.
No, I'm saying
no, hold on,
it's,
hold on,
it's
hold,
a
hold
odd
on,
experience.
Hold on. Do you trust yourself?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, then allow that to happen. Put that in your desire box to come up with the solutions to the questions you ask. Do you have a desire box? No, you don't, do you? You fucking don't, do you? Failure to follow directions. You want to flunk? Then you get that fucking box. I don't care if it's plastic, wood, cardboard, whatever. Do it. And then we'll talk. As far as manifestations. Sometimes we're really pleasantly surprised. And all the, what, if you look back at the directions, all the box says, is a distraction to allow you to relax and allow. That's all it is. It's just a tool, nothing else. And if you're telling me that you're too good about that, you wouldn't be bitching if it was too good for you. You wouldn't be bitching.
I mean, yeah, I wouldn't be bitching.
Follow the directions.
Area.
That's the Christmas present given to you. How about that? Make a box. I don't. It doesn't matter what kind of box it is, what kind of container it is. It could be a safe. Oh, it could be a shoe box. It could be a little tiny jewel box. It doesn't matter what it is, but it needs to begin empty.
Right.
Empty.
Have you seen movies
and
about
your intentions? Upon that you speak first, then you write, then you put in that box, and you need to leave it alone and allow
yeah.
it to manifest. No
right.
buts, no bullshit, no anything else. I'm from California, you're from New Jersey. You know what? I'd fucking take your throat out if we came face to face. And there was that kind of confrontation. No, I wouldn't hesitate. I would just fucking do it.
What are you talking about?
What I'm saying is...
Do you think of Jersey like that's what goes on in Jersey?
No, that isn't why.
Okay.
Because I hear your doubt. I hear all your other stuff. Just do it, please.
Yeah, no, I have fun with
why
it
Why am
all.
I
going to
have
I'm,
Pam and not you?
You've
had your chance. How many times?
I really had one where I like...
You have
the
pissed
second
out your leg each time. Because she bitched you. Well, all I'm saying is like McCullen right here. I mean,
but I don't need, like, if Pam then sends me text messages about her hooking up with gay men or something, it's now on her.
I never said that, now did I?
No, I'm saying I get these text messages. She'll be like, oh, I just hooked up with a gay man. And, like, so I lose interest in
the whole
thing.
Well, she bitches you and you accept it, don't you?
No, I don't, because I don't know. It's only as
yes, you do.
Karma, no, it's not. See, it's not. Karma,
you
like,
don't
if
know
you don't
about
care
women.
About a reaction. No, I know. Okay, first of all, I tried. It's like, okay, she's much older than me, so I can't chase her. It was like, it would have been a great opportunity. You're right. And so I fucked it up. Fine. But, no, to say that I care and it's going to, like, really bother me.
Do you care for her?
Wait, right.
Yes or no?
I don't know. Probably less than you think, but sure, on like a very general sense. But no, I don't really have much feeling for her.
You're
She's
not true.
No, I really am. I'm telling like, I don't, I mean, Pam.
Well, because, okay, you're a gay.
No, maybe,
whatever.
Yes, I banged her. I'm sure I'd like her. But
anyway,
no, I didn't.
She bitch.
Yeah, whatever. Okay,
she
fine,
bitched.
Then I'll accept that. But don't, but to say that
then
I care about
the,
it or, it, or that I got to go resolve
Matthew.
It, it isn't a big deal.
That's
no,
the whole point. You accept it. What,
so that's
you like
that's
bent
your,
over
I got you,
and being brush-bucked? Is that what you like?
No,
well,
I'll get to
all
of
you can do that.
No, I'm not. I get what you're saying, and I'm agreeing, but I'm not going to
bother
me.
Well, what I'm saying is you're better than that, and I already know that.
All right. Well, it's all good. Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of girls. Most of them don't know what I'm talking about, and most of them wouldn't
that's
care
not.
About talking about it if I chose not to talk about it, and that's the real thing.
Well, you
and,
treat her like a girl instead of a woman. Treat her like a woman, and you get a different response. And,
yeah,
as far as coitus with her, of course, why would not that happen? Of course. I'm not being possessive. I'm telling you, honest goodness. She likes you. She does. She likes you. She doesn't understand why the likes are and all that other stuff, but she likes you.
All right, fine, but I'm, again, I like you said, I fucked it up, so it is where it is, and that's that. I'm really not engaging in much, but if it
okay.
if it is going to work, then good.
No,
then
that's fine. No, that's fine. That's easy.
But yeah, like so, fine. There was a situation there. It didn't really pan out immediately.
So how
so
good are you in gyms?
I'm fine in the sack.
How
I
good are
work.
You in stamps?
It's I like for more metallic type collectibles, but
you like
I don't know much about
stamps.
I like yeah, sure. If you yeah.
What gold? Actually, they're replicas, 22 carat.
Interesting.
I got a shitload of them. No, I send to you, and we'll see what you're about. I send them to you personally instead of your store, and I want you to pay me appropriately. I send you
well,
enough for
could,
a trial.
Yeah, send me info on the dupes or whatever. I'm on there, and...
Well, I'm on the Dukes, too. So you can mail address, whatever that may be, and I'll send you a binder, and we'll go from there. Right now,
oh, yeah, we'll talk
is, what, $2,000 or close to it?
Let's say $1,380 or something like that.
So it's still under $1,400.
Yeah, right around there, but it could jump. Who knows?
Well, it's
it
supposed to go
year.
To 24. And
why
just,
not? Yeah.
Just so you know, when it gets to that place of equalization, a platinum, trade it for
yeah, I heard
platinum.
That. I said that. Yes. And that has to do a lot with the cold fusion or just other
I didn't ask. That's
catalytic converters and whatever.
I did not ask. Can I trust you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't even...
I mean,
that's why I'd want to talk to you before you just send it. I'd only want it if I could help, you know. It's like, I'd want to talk to you. I wouldn't even just...
Oh, no, why? There's no time.
I'm a smart guy, but I don't deal with money. I'm trying to tell you. I don't want a lot of business.
Am I asking for your money?
No, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I don't even deal with business. I know a lot about stocks. I purposely stay away from it. It's just like, I don't get involved with a lot of stuff.
So do I.
I hear you.
A lot about
That's all I want to say. Is like, yeah, you could trust me
what,
in the sense that I don't even.
What? Shorts, puts. What do you want? Us top.
Yeah,
line,
yeah, I know shorts and puts. I certainly.
Okay.
But no, I just saw a conspiracy, and they don't know.
I would rather test you to see what your integrity is. And so, you know my email address, directly or indirectly, it doesn't matter. Send me a drop address that I can send you something. And actually, if you put a U.S. postal pickup on it, would even be better. And that way, it just ships to you. And yeah, you pay for the shipping, so fucking what? And then we'll find out. I want to know your integrity. I think it's really, 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 really high. In fact, I know.
Probably. I mean, like I said, I don't deal with people or have money, so I don't even have a need for integrity, but sure.
You're a liar.
Whatever,
you
it's fun.
You live by your integrity.
I do, but no one fucking cares anymore what you have to say if you're not talking about Kim Kardashian.
I do.
Well, you do, but we're the only two people left on in this phone call.
That's
no one else
not
cares
true.
About anything. Ray's around, right? Ray. Who were you talking to, Ray, before about UFOs?
I'm not going to state.
Well, somebody was there, and I didn't hear anyone.
I know they are. They still are.
I don't know who's there.
Thanks, Ion. It was just saying, yeah. I'm paying attention.
Yeah, there was a third participant in the call.
Well, like I said, that sent me drop information. And
all right.
I do that.
All right, yeah, I'm going up to Venice in January.
Venice where? Venice, California?
Yeah.
Is our friend going to be there still?
Nah, she's going some other week.
Huh?
Pam's going out like next week or something. But no, I'm going out
Pam's
on the
11th. Already there. Why?
Oh.
I talked to Pam today.
Oh, Pam. Yeah, I don't know. How old are you, Scott? You're like Pam's age?
I love Pammy. I do.
Good.
I mean, it's not that, marriage kind of stuff. It's, no, I trust Pam. I trust Pam. I love Pammy. I don't think there's anything that she would ask me that I would not do. Because she would never ask me anything that I could not do.
Nice. Well, yeah, she's cool. She talks to her angels or something through some angel talker.
And more.
She does it all. Yeah, people are out there. They're living life.
She doesn't
and
do it all, by the way.
Whatever. Yeah, I don't know. Pam's cool, whatever. I went to this Doors cover band, right? So meanwhile, I'm trying to talk, because I think of a Doors cover band.
California, Matthew.
Yeah. I'm coming to California
for... You won't do nothing but gain in everything that you know.
Yeah, I know, but I just, I make money by doing nothing here, and I just hang out and get high and whatever. And I'd actually
That's
have to, like...
That's not true. Don't you work in a exchange store? pawn shop.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, I'll smoke pot, and it's my family business, and so
yeah,
I got to
so?
Go.
Then
so that's
what?
Why I'm in Jersey. I hate New Jersey. There's nothing good about it.
Then why the fuck do you live there if you don't like it?
Because I can make a lot of money and not have to work hard, and I don't like work. I'd rather, like, just live somewhere shitty and not have to work at all. Like, I don't mind just going in a few hours and whatever. I mean, I deal with people in the ghetto who don't know anything about anything, and I get angry and I snap at them all day.
In other words, you like being a serf.
They're the serfs. I like observing. Well, you know, I'm studying it, though. It's a temporary thing. It's like a whole social experiment. I just, like, I don't take this shit so seriously.
You're 27. Get into your life, okay?
No, exactly. So I just like I don't like you, but I learn a lot. This whole apartment is junk. Like, I'm just living.
You're gonna be fucked in the mouth if you know it or not, but you are until you get it.
Whatever. Yeah, but things are. But I recognize the fun.
You're
of it.
Okay with
all.
That.
Yeah,
heard that vibe. You're fine with that.
Yeah, I don't mind, like, stupid once in a while or whatever. You know, it's like it's fun if you can. If you can.
Oh,
actually take life so lightly that...
That's generational oftentimes. I have to work sometimes really hard not to be judgmental. I won't say even work hard about it, but be conscious of not being judgmental.
And
you told me a lot right there, and that was honest straight up. I thank you.
Yeah, well, I'm a lot of different people. Like, sometimes I really care about people, and I'll go out of my way to be nice, and then sometimes I don't give a fuck. And I don't mind being both. Like, what? Hello?
Hey, Matthew.
Yes.
Matthew, hey, this is Steve.
Who the fuck is that?
This is Steve. This is Legend. I was kind of coming in and out. Cause I got,
were you talking about UFOs earlier? Or that was someone else?
Yeah, that was me. That was me. But Matthew, I got a quick question for you. What does Herb go for up in New York?
A lot.
Yeah, for like a pound. What would a pound go for?
A lot. I smoke the best shit you can get, but it's a lot of money. It's like $50 for 2 grams. Comes in a cube. They'll deliver it to your door. It's like Amsterdam or California style, but it's ridiculously expensive. But I just bought some keef, like 2 grams of keef for $50 also. And then, I don't know, I mean, like, I have dealer friends who got arrested for selling tons, literally. And, I mean, I could get it cheap if you want
where
the picture.
Where are you, Legend?
Oh, I'm in Southern California. I was just wondering what it goes for back in New York.
Southern
you
California.
You know, good pot is mad expensive, but they'll deliver it to your door.
Oh, sure. Come up in Northern California.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to hook you. I'm not going to say anything, but I'll just introduce you to people that will satisfy your wants.
Good Legend. I'm coming out to Venice on the 11th. If you want to get high.
Yeah, nice. No, vice versa. I got some quality stuff myself. I grow it actually.
Oh, awesome!
Times?
Yeah, let's smoke. Whatever. Yeah, I'm staying. I'm just going to. What?
How many kinds? Five,
how
six,
many kinds?
7, 8, 10. How many?
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
Oh, about 5 or 6 different kinds?
Cool. Okay. So you're in the, like I said, you've heard my number and how to find me if you want. Sure. And no, I'm not going to be in between, but I'll just introduce you to what you need.
Oh, right. No, I'm all taken care of in that regard. I was just wondering what the climate was back in New York for the type of high-end stuff.
You trying to make money off of it?
Yeah. No, I literally have no money.
It's
smoke like
back there.
Not every day.
Stay away from it if it's not legal.
Oh, right. No, everything I do is legal. It's legal in California. If you have a Dex doctor's recommendation.
That's right, to a point. It's not if you cross borders and you end up in New York and you have that in your possession, they'll put you in fucking jail. Is that what
they don't care. Not about pot's no big deal.
Right.
Okay.
But what's going on the 11th? Are you coming out to see Pam? I think Pam's here now.
she is.
I have another friend who's living out there, and I just need a vacation. So I don't have anything going on. I'm just going to be right on the beach in Venice. I got a room without a TV or something.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah, give me a jingle. I'll swing up there. I'm a little farther south. I'm about an hour south of Venice.
Do that.
Where are you? You're OC?
Oh, yeah, I'm in Huntington Beach.
You guys are hooking up. Cool.
Yeah. Well, I don't have a ride or a license, but maybe if I could even get down there or whatever. Because I got nothing going on. But, yeah, come up to Venice. I'll hit you up or something.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so why, you're seeing a lot of UFOs or something?
Yeah, I just saw one the other day. That's why I was asking Scott about it.
All right, well, if you want to know really, okay, start looking at all the airplanes you see, and some of the airplanes probably aren't real airplanes, and then it gets really weird.
Exactly, that's what I've been seeing, too.
I'm going to leave you guys
alone. Yeah, the holograph, I don't know, they're, what?
I said I'm going to leave you two alone.
Oh, excellent.
It'll be a good match. Have fun. Good night. I'm serious. I mean that in good ways.
Yeah, no offense. Thanks. It was always good talking to you, Scott.